Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're currently doing the chapter on sufficing on a little as far as our eating, as far as our drinking, and as far as our clothing is concerned. So here we are doing the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of the Battle of Trench. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu was explaining yesterday's hadith we did. Today is very similar hadith, with just a slight variation, but explaining that what was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had a stone tied to his belly, to his stomach, and he said, I couldn't bear to see this condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so hungry, that I asked him permission to go home, and I asked my wife what was there. So there was a lamb that was there, there was some barley, so we prepared some food and we called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, his wife told me, they called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or one or two companions. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then came after seeking permission. He came with approximately 1,000 sahaba. And how it all sufficed and they all ate. And still there was left over. Rasulullah sallam told the family to eat and told him to give away in sadaqah, because people have been gone through a great affliction. So anyway, continuing with this incident. According to another narration, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu said that when the trench was dug, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was hungry. So I went to my wife and said to her, do you have any food? I noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely hungry. She brought out a bag which contained a saw of barley. We explained the size of a saw. Saw is a volume, a container. Many of us seen a mud. Mud is the one that is used to make wuzu. Is the average size which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make wuzu. Approximately about 750 mils can fit in a mud. So a saw is 4 times that. 4 times 750 mils. So approximately what 3 liters of water can keep in. So she had that size container where 3 liters of water can fit in. So she had that container and it contained barley in it. So he says she brought out a bag which contained a saw of barley, and we had a domesticated lamb. So I slaughtered it while she ground the barley. We completed our task at the same time, and then cut it into pieces, and then I cut it into pieces and put it into her pot. I then turned to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but she said, do not disgrace me before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those that are with him. In other words, do not disgrace me. Don't come with so many people now that we run short of food. Now that's how women think also. Allah Ta'ala made them like that. Now they prepare, they don't want to run short. So in other words, when you come, bring so many people that can eat. Now this was the thinking, natural thinking, that we want to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what she meant by this, that do not disgrace me before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those that are with him. I went to him, in other words, Jabir radiallahu anhu said that I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and whispered to him saying, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we slaughtered our lamb and my wife has ground a saw of barley, so you may come along with a few people. But he announced loudly, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he knew what he was doing. He was the Nabi of Allah. What he could understand, what he could see, was what generally others also didn't understand. He was the Nabi of Allah. So he announced loudly that people of the trench, Jabir radiallahu anhu has prepared a meal, so come along. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, do not remove your pot, nor bake your bread until I come. I went home and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came along with the people following him. Now you must imagine, a whole jamaat is coming. What was the message from the wife? Do not disgrace me. He gave the message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is bringing the whole jamaat and he is coming. But he told him that do not remove the pot from the stove and do not put the bread to bake until I come. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this instruction, and now this whole jamaat was following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I came to my wife, she began rebuking and scolding me. And when she saw this whole crowd coming, naturally she got worried. She began scolding and rebuking me. So I said to her, I only did what you asked me to do. I did what you told me to do. I went, in other words, he went and he whispered in the ear of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She removed the dough and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed some of his saliva on this dough. Now here we're seeing the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the dough, just a little bit of a saliva he placed on the dough, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed some of his saliva in the pot also, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made dua for blessings. He then, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam first did this with the dough, then he went to the pot, he placed some of his saliva in it, and then he made dua. So he made dua for the bread also, and he made dua also for the food that is in the pot. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, call a woman who knows how to make bread, and let her bake with you. In other words, there's a lot of people here, and there's a lot. In other words, this amount of dough you're seeing is not only that amount, it's going to be a lot that will come out from here now. So call someone else to come and help you. And call another woman. Why mahram? Ghair mahram. See, those days, even at the time of hunger, how careful they were about not women not mixing with men. Even at the time when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the house, at the time of a difficult situation. But then also Rasulullah sallam told her, get another woman to come and help you to make this roti, so to speak, this bread. Dish out, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also gave the instruction that dish out the gravy from the pot, but do not remove the pot. There were 1,000 people in number. By Allah, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu is saying, by Allah, they ate, they left some food behind and went away. They all ate, in other words, they ate properly, and they still left some food behind, and then they went away. He says, our pot was still cooking as it had been all along, and our dough was still being made into bread as it had been all along. Continued, after everyone ate, the pot was still cooking like how it was cooking before. The dough was still baking, in other words, roti was still going in like how it was going before. This was the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when a person has got the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he got nothing to fear. Therefore a Muslim's mind does never ever goes towards haram. If he's got halal, he's got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got the help of Allah ta'ala with him, why does he need to fear? This is the system of the West. Get the people to fright. You need to take out an insurance. You need to take out life insurance. What will happen if this happens? What will happen if that happens? Forget that we got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. Question we need to ask ourselves is, where is Allah? Allah is around. Allah is here to help us. Do we really need to go into those things that are not permissible? If we want the help of Allah, we want the support, the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time we need to turn to Allah ta'ala, and we need to go to those avenues that are permissible, 100% permissible, then we will see and experience the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and practicing on the Mubarak way and lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.